A good night. We know that the Haggadah is not just simply a book which guides us through the Seder, but the Haggadah really captures the essence of the entire Pesach experience. The Haggadah is our guidebook to maximizing this incredible Yom Tov and the new beginning that it offers. So that the Haggadah follows a basic model, as the Gemara calls it, Maschil Beginus Umesayim B'Shevach. We begin with degradation or the low points, and we end with the higher points. So the classic understanding of this is espoused by the first opinion in the Gemara. We begin by saying, Avadim Hayinu, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Hashem took us out and we became free people. But there's a second opinion in the Gemara, and the second opinion says that the Ginus, the degradation we refer to, is Mitchila Ovde Avodazara Hayu Avosenu. In the beginning, our ancestors, really a reference to Avram Avinu, was an idolater, but ultimately, Va'achshav Kervanu Hamakom Lavodoso. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us into His service. There's a beautiful insight by the Divrei Shmuel, the Shlomo Rebbe, and he says that included in this phrase, or really embodied in this phrase, is not just a little snapshot of a historical continuum. We were idolaters and now we're free. But rather contained in this one simple sentence is the very essence of successful living. And the Divrei Shmuel says, here you have to read it. Mitchila kama ovde avodazara hayu avosenu. The Divrei Shmuel writes that some people get stuck in their past. They can't get past their past. They're stuck. Sometimes it's because of mistakes they've made. We've all made mistakes. And sometimes we have such difficulty moving past our mistakes. We get mired in our mistakes. We're held back by our mistakes. And we simply can't get past them. We can't move forward. We can't rehabilitate ourselves or try again. For some people, Rahman al-Islam, it's trauma. And although trauma leaves its marks and leaves its bruises, at a certain point in time, a person has to make a conscious decision to stop being a victim and try in some way to rehabilitate themselves and move forward. Says the Divrei Shmuel, Mitchila, if a person goes ahead and only lives in their past, Ovde Avodah Zarah. That's tantamount to idolatry. What's idolatry? Idolatry represents the absence of God. Idolatry represents the absence of Hashgacha Pratis, divine providence. Idolatry represents the lack of an order, a Seder in the universe. One of the greatest aspects of our belief is the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, cares about us, and offers us a second chance, a 15th chance, a 1,000th chance. However many chances you need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you. But Mitchila, if you go ahead and you live your life in the beginning, if you live your life in the past, if you simply can't get past your past, then Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. So what's the goal? The next line. Va'achshav kervanu hamakom la'avodaso. Va'achshav. The goal is to live life in the present. The goal is to live life in the here and now. The goal is to stop worrying about what was and to focus and to maximize what is. Va'achshav. A person who lives life achshav, kervanu hamakom la'avodaso. Such a person is brought closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person is beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person begins the journey to Deveikus, to supreme and sublime connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Divrei Shmuel gives an incredible raya. He brings down the story of the wife of Lot. We know that the Torah tells us that Lot is saved in the merit of his uncle, Avram Avinu. And the Malachim come along and the Malachim come to save Lot and to save the family. And they give the family one simple direction. Atabet acharecha. Don't look back. Don't look back. But for whatever the reason, the wife of Lot, Medrash identifies her as Iris, looks back. And the Torah says, what happens to her? Vatehi nitziv melach. She becomes a pillar of salt. And the Divrei Shmuel says, what's the pshat? Why salt? And he explains so beautifully. Salt is a preservative. Salt maintains things the way they are. Salt is great for kind of a holding pattern, but nothing grows in salt. Nothing flourishes in salt. The wife of Lot was being given an opportunity to make a new life for herself, to make a new life for her family. But instead, She can't get over the life that she left behind. V'tabet acharah, she looked behind. V'tehin etziv melach. When you spend your life looking back, you become a pillar of salt. Unable to move forward, unable to progress, unable to grow, unable to thrive, unable to self-actualize. But the Be'er HaChaim says something very beautiful. He says, however, he says, life is a lot like driving. You see, at certain points in time, you have to look in the rearview mirror. And sometimes, I guess he's talking about before the days of backup cameras, you have to look behind you also. Because to never look behind ultimately causes you to lose out on the lessons of your past. Because our past, even the dramatic mistakes of our past, have incredible life lessons for us. But at the same time, if a person drives the car of life always looking back, you're sure to get into an accident. So you have to look back every once in a while. You have to gaze in the rearview mirror of life, learn from your past mistakes, learn from your past accomplishments, learn from the past events what to do better now. But ultimately, don't live life in the rearview mirror. Don't live life in the mitchila. Don't live life looking back. Because those who do turn into a pillar of salt. Those who do, ov de avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. Those who live life constantly preserving over the past cannot build for themselves a future. But v'achshav, if a person looks forward, a person lives in the moment, a person maximizes the opportunities and events that are right here in front of him or her, then kervanu hamakom lavodoso. Pesach is a yamtiv, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a brand new beginning. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a tabla rasa, a fresh slate, a brand new clean slate. We're free. Newfound freedom. Freedom has found us and we have found freedom. The shaila, the question is, what are we going to do with it? And here the Agada tells us, whatever you do, don't fall into the trap of mitchila, but find the courage to live a life of the achshav. Wishing all of you a guten maid and a good yantef.